Were you aware about this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I knew about it, and I feel very proud about it. So that's why I thought it was my duty to join nascent Russian pro-democracy movement. Because even being very young, 24, 25, when it just was the beginning of the pro-democracy activities in Russia, I knew that world champion status, the position of the world champion, which in the Soviet Union was, you know, almost like high priest. Chess was the big game. The Soviet champions, they were symbols of the intellectual superiority of communist regime over decadent West. And being a world champion, even the very young champion, I thought I had to be engaged because it was the best way to encourage people to get in. If I were silent, that would be a wrong message because I was protected. Let's be honest. I knew that the title offered me protection.
They didn't touch you, the KGB.
Yeah, because I was a world champion. It was like a trap. So they had to revere the world champion, but they were horrified by my political statements. But because of the Gorbachev time and things were changing, they didn't have much time to concentrate on me.
But do you think about what if you didn't win the world championship?
The first one is in 84. Okay, it would be a big psychological trauma to me because I was losing 5-0 and God forbid losing 6-0 might be really devastating. It would be purely psychological. Losing afterwards, you know, because when the first match was abruptly closed and then I made my statements and I challenged the sport authorities first. So every time, you know, I played a world championship match in 85, 86, I made new and new statements and made myself, you know, as the center of this, not resistance, but intellectual opposition to the regime. And of course, you know, in, let's say, 87, not winning the last game in Sevilla, losing the title, I could be facing some consequences. I don't know how dramatic consequences, because it was still 87, 88, Gorbachev's time, but I had many powerful enemies in the Soviet Union and even in Russia, because I was independent, I was pro-Western, and I was never shy to express my views about the injustice and wrongdoings.